Reinhard, Yud Gimel Hilchos Trumos, and the Rambam is going to continue discussing halachas that have to do with taroas, which is a mixture of truma, let's say, and with non-truma. At what point does bittel? At what point does the truma become nullified? So we're going to deal with a lot of these halachas. Okay, bachal truma ola bechame. So in order for truma to become bittel, it has to be in a mixture 101 times against it. So what does that mean? Ketzad say a truma shnafal me'a say a shulchul. So a seya truma that falls into a big basket of 100 seya chulin, meaning non-truma, then it's arva kol, and it all gets mixed up. Mafresh min kol seya achas, so we have to take out of this mixture of one seya, but no sola kohen, right? And we have to give that to the kohen, because this is in 101. Asharim mutter lazarim, and we treat the rest as if it's chulin, and therefore it's mutter for non-kohen to consume. Chol truma she'en akwana makbin aleha, right? I could go in truma saklisin v'acharubin, v'asorim shal'adon. So we, if it's the type of truma where the substance is really inferior and kohanim aren't, you know, chasing after it for their own truma, like for instance this type of barley, and it's rachak biyah, we don't have to take out a seya. Hold the nafal of meya batla b'miyuta that kol mutter lazar. So it's interesting, since it fell into 100 times the amount, we say that's fine, and then we go ahead and say the rest of it is mutter for non kohan halacha beis nafal seya truma pachasim meya. Right, so let's say a truma falls into less than 100. Let's say it falls into 80 oranges. One a seya of oranges falls into, let's say, 80 seya of oranges. Nasel kol meduma. Okay, so now the entire mixture is in suffix. It's in depth. Yimkar kol kohanim b'tmei truma chutz b'tmei osa seya. So you sell the entire batch of it for the cost of the truma, so to speak, except for the cost of that one seya. This only applies if, let's say, oranges are mixed with oranges. Let's say oranges with apples. But no Saint Tom. So we use the, we've seen this in Machal Susuras. We use the feature of what's called no Saint Tom, which means only if I could taste the presence of the truma in it. If I can taste the truma in the entire mixture, then the entire thing is considered suffic. But if we say the entire mixture tastes like the non truma stuff, then we say the mixture is mutter for a non-kohen to consume. Say a truma shenafal l'meya. Let's say a truma falls into 100 of chulin. Big bia say min akol. Okay, this is always a famous case. I take a seya from that, and then the nafla haseya shig bia, and then that seya, again the seya that I removed from the 100 to one mixture, that the makom acher inam demas al vichajim. If that seya that I removed falls into another mixture, we don't say at the end of the day what it called. That it's automatically in the case of meduma. Rather, we use the original ratio and apply to there also. Let's say a truma falls into, let's say, 80. Now we have the status of meduma. And let's say that meduma goes into another basket. All right, right? It's only meduma based on the proportion that exists in the first mixture. So what does this mean? Keta. Let's say 10 sa'in of truma fall into 90 se'ah of chulim, the nidmu akol, the whole thing becomes meduma. Im nafal meduma zeh, eser sa'in of pachas in me'ah chulim. Let's say 10 se'ah from this meduma mixture falls into less than 100 of non-truma. Nidmu, we apply meduma, t'riyesh ve'eser sha'a meduma se'ah shal truma. Because we can say for sure that there is 10 se'ah of meduma, of truma. Nafal so'ah of pachas me'eser, sa'in in a midamos, but if less than 10 sa'in fell in, we would say meduma wouldn't apply. So it has to, again, it's mimicking that initial ratio. This only applies to things that don't normally become bilul, like mixed together. It's a term used in Menachos as well. Let's say flour or flour. About darkol hibala, okay, but let's say they do blend together, okay, to go on shemen, shuma, le shemen, chulun. So that's a complete mixture. Right, or there's no way to separate the oils out. Or yain truma yain chulin, right? Let's say wine that's truma with wine that's chulin. Ochanach haro. Then we go based on ro. In ro truma, raise a medamik truma. So if most of it is truma, then we treat like truma. In ro chulin, if it's most of it's chulin, raise chulin. Then a medama apin shakolos from zarm. And we don't treat this as meduma, even though it's still usher for a non kohen to consume. Alacha hey, say a truma shnafel in meah. Let's say a seya truma falls into 100, he'd be of enough lacheres, right? And then let's say I took out a seya truma from there, a seya, and then it falls into another one, enough lachareya, hareya chulin mutarin ashatar betrumalin. Okay, so again, what's in this case? This is where it's one seya truma falls into 100 seya, and then a seya of that mixture was removed, and then another Seah falls into the original mixture. Okay, the original. So what we say is that the chulin is mutter, the non-truma is mutter, until, right, when there's a majority of truma in it. Shimnaf, why? Shimnaf, l'usocha mea, chulin, mea seah, the od shel truma seah, achar seah, nasa komutum. So therefore, what how does Rambam deduce this? Because basically, there's more than 100 seah of truma that fell into 100 seah of non-truma, okay? Seah after seah, meaning one seah after another one, okay? The entire tarobus would be considered meduma. That's how he comes to his conclusion. Again, let's say I have a case of a seah of truma that falls into 100 of chulin. Right? And basically, I couldn't, before I removed one seah from the mixture, another seah fell in. Right, so if I was aware of the first seah, right, being in there before the second one came in, meduma doesn't apply. The mafresh asayim, what do? I take out two seahs, bashar mutter, and the rest is mutter prazar, hol b'hayala lalos, arehi ki'ilu also. Right, so what we say is that since we know it should have been taken out, so we say it's if he took it out. Let's say he didn't know about the first seah, ela achar shenafla shniya, only after the second seah fell in, didn't realize there was also another seah in there. Then a raising meduma kulo nafla shnei kachas. We say it's as if both seahs fell in together, and now as the status of being meduma. Allah chazayim. Aim solos for truma. Okay, so now switching a little bit. Solos refers to the waste, the byproducts, the peels, things like that. Aim solos for truma. It's referencing on the circle. So the waste products of truma do not combine together, okay, with the overall tarobis, right, to prohibit chulin. About solos of chulin, it's referencing the chulin mahalos of truma. However, the waste of regular produce, okay, is combined together to mevatel, what it called, truma. So what does this mean? Ketzat seachitim yafol shel truma. Let's say you have a seah of high quality, let's say, wheat, okay? Shenafla mea seachitim raus, that falls into 100 seah, right? So one seah of beautiful, high quality truma wheat falls into 100 seah of horrible, bad wheat shachulin that's non truma, betachan akol, and I grind all of it together. So even though the bran, which is the bad stuff of the chulin, is way more than the truma, right? And the flour, that the ratio of the flour that's truma to the flour kemach is less than 100. And we shrine kemach in the morsin. By the way, we say it counts, and we combine together the shear of the flour with the bran, which ends up becoming 101. Let's say a seah of bad grain of truma falls into less than 100 of high quality non-truma grain. Now the kemach of truma is 1 to 100 against the kemach of the non-truma flour. Then we apply 101. And what we say is that, again, in this case, the truma, what do you call it? Since the weight, so to speak, of the chulin increased, okay, and that of the truma decreased, we would apply the 101 ratio to it. Sorry about that. One second. Okay. Allah chas. Now switching over to liquids. Lo yayin shel truma tzol shenafu mea lubin achorin. So similar in this high quality, low quality. Let's say I have a log, a certain amount of clear wine that's truma that falls into 100 lubin of cloudy, which is an inferior wine that's non truma. Imutzin shmerim shemahen. So we don't remove the dregs from the wine. Elamalin esalo. Rather, what we say is that we basically get rid of we act as if the log truma doesn't exist. Lechem nafal log achor. Let's say a cloudy wine that is truma falls into lemea lugin stulin, falls into 100 lugin of non truma wine that's high quality. Imotzin shemur shabo. We don't take out the dregs. We let them stay there to make sure the ratio is good. Lachates log mayim shenafal tishim tisha lugin yayin. Let's say a log of water falls into 99 lugin of yayin, okay? And after that mixture, a log yayin of truma falls in. The whole thing's meduma. Because wine will not nullify, will not be mevatel the yayin. You need the other substance to mevatel it, not the water. Let's say a truma falls into less than 100 chulin, and then more chulin comes in. Okay, and that is more than 100 against the truma. So if you did it accidentally, 101 will work. Then the mezid, even though I have a greater than 101, why? We've seen this principle before. I'm not allowed to nullify an iser, a status of a tarobisha iser to make it not usr purposely. Lucky enough. Trumas chosart mutul lebatla baruch. Okay, so as you know, truma that's from outside of Eretz Yisrael is rabbanan. So I'm allowed to rely on a road to lebatla it. But ochlo make to be may trumaso and I can eat when I'm zotame. Loa, not only that, ella im hayalo yain shal trumas chosart. Right, let's say I had truma chosart wine. Notamin lo echad, I could take one load from it. But notamin lo shnei lugin chulin, and then I can actually add two lugin of chulin to it. Okay, benimsa kol shlosha, I have basically 2-1 ratio of chulin to truma. Batrach notamin yain shal truma log. And then I can then take a yain log of yain to truma, and also and then add that to the three. Magbir marbas on log b'shosa, and I can go ahead and drink from these four. Okay, so I'm being bevatal the truma and what it called I'm diluting it. Bechozer mashal chosoch on log acher, bechozer notal log shosa. So I can even add another log to it and drink. So because it's truma midarbanan, that's why it can be mako. Chenosa log truma v'notel log minatarovis. I can go ahead and add in a log truma, and I can take out a log from the tarovis, actually chalak yain to truma, until the entire wine is actually truma. And then so shenotel kama lugim, shnei lugim, shokulim. So look how much, like Rambam is pointing out, look how much wine, truma wine, you're able to extract from it, and all you can do all this because it is considered truma midrabban. Halachi base. Hazareh truma b'tzad achulim. Let's say I plant one row of truma, and next to it, one row of non-truma. V'lo noda eiz huzara truma. And I'm not sure which one is which. Okay, I feel high a male legina shall truma or legina achash chulin kulam mutar. Even if it's in the overall area, there's 100 of truma and 1 of chulin, everything's mutar. Okay, why? But remember the arshazaro kala vekarka. Right, this only applies in a case where the produce, the seeds from the produce, degrade underground. They break down, decompose. They don't chitim sar mechiotzavim like wheat and barley. But things where the seeds don't get destroyed in the ground can go into shumba b'tzalim. We've seen this before, like onions and garlic. I feel the male legina shachulin, legina achas or truma, tarovis benan, or el kalmaduma. So even if I have 100 of chulin and 1 of truma, we consider this tarovis. Again, I don't know which one is which, and it's considered maduma. The nitla shakol tala truma, the what are they called? The kofalat, the mev echad. If I picked everything out, then the truma would work with 101 ratio, lo yitlo shachila, but ideally, I shouldn't go ahead and pick it out. Okay, Alach and Gimel, we've seen this case, a similar case like this, Shtei Kupos, since they have 2 containers, Achash HaTruma V'Achash HaKulin, one has Truma oranges, one has regular oranges. I'm not sure which one is which. Or, Osh and Nafla Seah HaTruma, so Achash Man, let's say a Seah HaTruma fell into one of the Kupas, I don't know which one it fell into. V'Achash Nafla Achash V'Shtei Kupos, so HaKulin, Ena Midamaza. And let's say after that, what fell out from one of the two, which I don't know which one is which, into, let's say, regular produce, Meduma doesn't apply. Let's say I planted one of them. Well, if I planted one of them from this mixture, right, everything that grows from it is considered chulin. Vashniya noag ba truma. But the second, right, we treat as if it's truma. Nafa kupa shniya lamakam acher ena medames. If anything from the second kupa fell out to another place, we don't say it's meduma. Vachinim zara acher et sashniya gidum chulin. And if I planted the second one, also we would say that which grows from it is considered to be chulin. Let's say both of them fell, both from the kupa fell into one place. Then we basically are only meduma the smaller of the two. Zara echad es shteim bedavar shazara kala hadugun lechulin. Let's say I planted one from two of them in the ground, and we know the seeds will be decomposed in the earth. Then anything that grows from it is considered chulin. Bedavar shein zara kala hadugun meduma. But if the seeds do not decompose in the ground, then we consider it to be meduma. It's only when I plant the second, from the container, before I harvested that from the first. About katsos rishona, let's say I harvested from the first, and then I plant the second, I feel the davar she'in zara kala, even from the seed, even when the seeds don't decompose, anything that grows from it is considered non-shuma, she'in talish mechulin nasen chova zalze, because that which is ripped from the ground or reaped, and that which is it's still attached, is not considered in any way an indication one to the other of their halachic status being truma or non-truma. Let's say I have 2 containers, one is truma and one is chulin, and I have in front of it 2 sa'in, achash chulin, achash truma. And so again, 2 containers, 1 chulin, 1 truma, 2 sa'in, 1 chulin, 1 truma, and one falls into the other, everything's better. Why? Shani omer chulin, so chulin, naflu, because I could say that chulin fell into chulin, which truma so truma. Even if we know there's not more chulin than truma, but truma is manazeh shem divrei. This only applies today when truma is midrabanan. About the truma shel Torah, ad shi chulin al truma. So I would need to know for sure that there's more chulin on the truma to say it's permitted. Halacha tezvav, say a truma shenafla socha kri. Let's say a truma falls into the big pile of grain. But amar truma sakari zel socho Makam Shnafla also say a sham, Nistayames, Truma. Truma Sakari, Vinidma Kol, but Truma Shnafla, but Truma Sakari. Okay, strange case, but basically, what do I say? The owner says the Truma of the fell is somewhere in this pile of grain. So what we say is that when we look to the edge of the pile of grain, that's what we say is the area where the seah would have fallen. And therefore, anything within those borders becomes medulla, right? Because we say we can't locate where the truma fell in that big group. However, if he said Amar truma sakari b'tzfono, right? But let's say he said the truma is in the northern part. I know its location. Holkun osol shnayim. Then I cut the, so to speak, I split it in half. The chetzi shebitzaf on the shnayim. Then I separate. I cut the northern part into two. Nimsra via hakari. Then I have a quarter of the pile shebitzafon tzfoni b'meduma. So a quarter of the northern area becomes a meduma and remains a problem. Finally, look at the Zion. Let's say I have two great piles of grain in front of me. Vamar truma shnei karim be'echad, and I say the truma, I don't know where it fell into. It could be this one, it could be that one, but it's in one of them. Be'echamen harei shnei meduman. We treat both of them as meduma. Let's say he had in front of him two seyas, the kari echad, the one pile of grain. Vamar harei achas min asayim ha'elu asu truma ala kari azeh. So what does the guy say? He says one of these seah is considered truma for this pile of grain. One of them is definitely truma, but he doesn't know which one is which. Let's say he has two grain piles and one seah. He says this is truma on one of these two piles. It's considered truma. Right, and one of them is, so to speak, fixed. Right, and if he doesn't know which one is separated out, he won't know which one is Tavo anymore. Okay, that ends Parak Yud Gimel, and we will pick up Parak Yud Dal tomorrow.